proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at the names and titles of God, with our focus upon the name Yahweh. To remind you of what was said in the last lesson, Yahweh is the covenant name that God used about himself when making an agreement with the Israelites. God had declared, "I am that I am," and the word "I am" contains the same Hebrew letters as the term transliterated Yahweh. The name Yahweh recurred frequently throughout the Pentateuch. In the 20th chapter of Exodus, God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. He introduced himself by proclaiming, quote, "I am the Lord, Yahweh. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage," unquote. As the covenant God of Israel, God had expectations for the Jewish people with regard to their behavior as a society. He issued various warnings to the Jews in the 19th chapter of Leviticus, declaring, quote, "I am the Lord, Yahweh, your God," unquote. The term Yahweh occurs in the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, in that passage containing the greatest commandment ever given to the Jewish nation. Quote, "Thou shalt love the Lord, Yahweh. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might," unquote. As mentioned in the previous lesson, the term Yahweh occurs many times in the Old Testament. Indeed, the authors of the historical books use the word Yahweh more than any other name of God. Before the walls of Jericho fell, for instance, Joshua exhorted the Israelite army, quote, "Shout, for the Lord, Yahweh, hath given you the city," unquote. During times of foreign oppression, which occurred during the period of the Judges, the Jews cried out unto Yahweh for deliverance. By doing so, they were calling on God to remember his covenant with the Jewish people, be their Savior, and deliver them from oppression. Then the word Yahweh appeared at 1 Kings in connection with Elijah's confrontation with the prophets of Baal. Elijah stood at the foot of Mount Carmel and called upon Yahweh as the covenant God of Israel, called upon Yahweh to answer his prayer. The name Yahweh also appeared frequently throughout the prophetic books. The phrase, quote, "They shall know that I am the Lord, Yahweh." That phrase, or its variants, appeared many times in Ezekiel's writings. It served as God's rationale for executing his judgments. In the Minor Prophets, we read in the first chapter of the book of Habakkuk, where that prophet asks, quote, "Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord Yahweh, my God?" In the final Old Testament book, the third chapter of Malachi, God used Yahweh when he warned the Jews, quote, "I am the Lord Yahweh, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed," unquote. The term Yahweh appeared more times in the Old Testament than any other name of God. It was the name he used with the Jewish people in connection with his covenant relationship with them. Whether he pronounced blessings on them or proclaimed his judgments upon them, God remained faithful to his decrees and his arrangements with the Jews. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.